Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's Saturday night, November 6th, 2010. And it's amazing. We have a chat room full. People are lined up now to get talking to us. Darlene's on the line tonight, and we have a very interesting topic. Darlene and I were talking during the week, and one of us had a client, and the theme of the client talking to us was that there was a loyalty in the family, and the loyalty was not husband to wife, but husband to sister, and that God is talking. Darlene Lancer and I have been in our businesses separately for 20 years. Before I became a psychic medium and counselor and all the things I do, I was a Pacific Telephone Company supervisor. So the training and recognizing the dynamics of how people think has always been an amazing, interesting topic for me. And over the years of helping people in grief and distress, the dynamics of what makes us who we are in our relationships, it's just amazing. So we've come up with not just a theory, because I'm sure all therapists of any kind who deals with people would understand the dynamics of love and marriage and dating. How does it impact your life when there's other close family dynamics that are later brought into a situation? And how many of you, don't raise your hand and don't call because you have this one story, but a lot of times you girls and gentlemen will call and say, my new partner, who I've dated for 6 months, a year, or recently married even, will have an ex-partner, ex-wife, come into the picture, return. Or perhaps the partner is a woman married for some time, had children with your partner. Now that the children's issues are more important and take more of your marriage time than you and your spouse. When you look at the issues that the ex will bring up with the children, it's always trivial. Now, of course, if it's important, that's one thing. But what if you have, by the way, the ex called and said to your new husband, by the way, the children's shoes need to be picked up and you're going to do it. Any way that they can get you away, that husband, away from you and back into the life. If the husband sides with the ex, as a man may side with the importance of a sister, putting her through college, we've now declared that that is a marriage. And I'm going to turn it over to Darlene just for a minute and help, because the situation that came up was one of her clients, yet I every day talk to somebody who is telling me of a new dating situation where the ex has come back into the picture and the loyalty is not with them but to the old ex. From a kitchen sink need to be fixed to the children that might have been produced, or a relationship with the mother being more important. By the way, my mother lives with me, and I need to take care of her. And I know of a gal back east who may be listening tonight, and I brought that up just to let her know that I will be talking about that also. The dynamics of the loyalty from your husband to his mother. Darlene, why don't you speak of this for a few minutes? And I know we have six people in the slot, but let them wait just a couple more minutes so we can talk just a little bit more about it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, it's very common, more than you would think. And a lot of times when a woman is idealizes her father, overly involved with the father, or a son with his mother, sometimes that breeds affairs in the marriage, or secret affairs, and it really has to do with their relationship. I'm thinking of some men that I know that they had unresolved issues with their mother, specifically some anger, and so that they were cheating on their wives, and they were, you know, the affair was had to do with their relationship with their mother. Another case is a woman had conflicts with her husband a lot. They weren't that close. They were married a long time. But in looking at the whole family dynamics, I could see that emotionally that the wife was still, I would use the word married psychologically, to her brother who died when she was a child. She was very close to her brother, and he died, I think she was about 8 or 10 years old. And that was still, she was still carrying that ghost. And that was the one that she was closest to, more than her own husband. So until these things get revealed, it's like you said, like a ghost. And it's obvious when there's a widow or, you know, a late husband or wife is almost like sleeping in the bed between them, between the alive couple. And,
well, you've heard that before, Darlene. How many people have I talked to where they say the spouse is dead? I know they didn't have a good relationship, but there's a worshiping that's going on that has interfered between us.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to let your listeners know that I wrote an article about this recently that's posted on my blog. And so if you go to my website, which is DarleneLancer.com, and you click on blog, you can read the article. And I talk more about this, and there's other articles on my site about intimacy and relationship.
It's really difficult to get through life without one of these situations propping up into our life. I, in fact, had dated a man that I was very serious about, and his wife had died. And I later found out, it's neither here nor there, that they didn't have the greatest relationship, but he had her pictures all over the house still. And we did break up for other reasons, but looking back, I thought it was respect for her children, yet her children never showed up, never came back to him, but he continually had her pictures in the house. So it happens to everybody, and everybody can be affected by it. I would like to, before we start questions, because we got to, you know, talk quickly here, two things. Following our show tonight, I've written in the description, Darlene's link, SOS Darlene Lancer. She's going to start a show at 8:30 to continue this conversation. So when we get done, if you are not addressed in the chat room or, well, I don't know if we'll have time to answer questions in the chat room. They're pretty involved tonight, the questions. But if we cannot get to your phone call, go to blogtalkradio.com/SOS Darlene Lancer, LANCER, and we will continue this the next half hour. DarleneLancer.com. And for those of you that want my services for a myriad of different activities besides this, it's my name, nancymatz.net. So we now have 8 people in our lineup here. Someone else had just called in. So, Darlene, let's take the first caller from the 814 area code. And please tell us your first name and state. Who are we talking to? 814 area code, 903 prefix. I'm hearing someone make a noise here. Hello. Oh, boy, got your hand up. You want to talk to us. Area code 814, and let me see what state that is. Darlene, do you know what 814 is?
I've never heard of that area code.
Okay, 814 is Pennsylvania. Is Pennsylvania on the line? Oh, I can hear noise in the background. Okay, I'm going to have to hang up and go on to the next caller. Okay, we're looking to talk to 916 area code, and I'm going to click it on right now. Who are we talking to, 916?
Hi, my name is Deborah, and I'm calling from California.
Hello, Deborah.
Hi.
Nice to have you call. And what is it you would like to ask Darlene and I tonight?
Well, I talked with you guys a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about a certain person coming into my life, and I told you that was somebody from my past. And it ended up that me and this person I feel at this point have completely broken up, that we're never going to continue that relationship. But what I found very strange was someone else that I had let go in my life. I changed my phone number, I changed my, you know, did all kinds of things, and this person contacted me anyway, you know, through Facebook and through my email.
Wow.
And
okay.
So it's like when I'm trying to get rid of them, they're coming back, and I'm wondering, is this happening for a reason? Am I supposed to be with this person because he keeps coming back? Oh. I don't know if it's just unfinished business or what it is.
Okay. There's a soul connection that's not been broken. So when you had been so involved with somebody else that the connection to the one you just broke up with, you can appreciate what a firecracker looks like. So in some ways, when you let go of the firecracker and you close the door, the connection you had with the person from the past was then felt more readily by that person. So then he thought of you and said, I wonder what this is about. I'm thinking of this woman, so I will connect with her. I want to be fair here. Only God knows everything, and free will has to reign. I do not see a relationship here other than opening the door, closing it again. Sometimes the universe says we did an improper closing. If you do not close with the right closure methods, we are no longer compatible. Thank you very much. I'm going on with my life, whatever, whatever. You need to say the word. And audience, when you break up with somebody, you are listening to me. They are not. When I counsel people for the less damage, please always own that you're the one with the issue. So you're talking to me, Deborah. So connect with this person. Look at the situation. If it doesn't work, you say, you know, since we were a couple, my life and who I am as a person has really changed. I'm no longer the woman you think I am, and I don't know that we're the compatible couple that we once were. I need to go on with my life. If you are fair with the person and you own it, that person will not walk away damaged. And our goal is to have healthy human beings on the planet. You don't want him going in a relationship with someone else being damaged by you. So I don't see anything coming from it. But be wary, because I think he's going to try to really charm you, and you need to take off your rose-colored glasses. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, Nancy, you know, yeah. A lot of times when a woman is not interested, a man wants to pursue. So
yep.
That could be part of it, too, that it ended, she wasn't interested, and here he is back again.
She needs to own that she's not interested, everybody, because we want to have emotionally healthy people on the planet go into other relationships where there's an innocent coming in. Own that it's you that's changed, not them. Okay? All right, so we are now going to the area code of 760. I think that may be California also. Hello, who are we talking to?
Hello.
Yes, that's you.
Hi, this is Joanna.
And where are you from?
California.
You are California. All right.
Yeah.
And Joanna, how can we help you tonight?
Well, I have I would like some insight as to what my next step is. My husband and I have talked about divorce, and I think it's finally, today as a matter of fact, has come to my needing to go my separate way.
Wow. Wow, that's
yeah.
Tough, isn't it? Wow. Take
well,
your breath away, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's done it in a way that's very dishonoring, very, you know, kind of underhanded. I mean, I know that there's a lot of hurt and feelings of perhaps rejection, because I have felt as if we're not compatible for quite some time. And I was willing to do this peacefully and step by step, but now I find myself just he's giving me 3 days to go.
What would be your question to either Darlene or myself?
Well, first of all, I am since this has come to a kind of a culmination, I'm wanting to know whether staying in the area where I live or moving to another city would be a good idea, plus the timing of it all. Even though he says 3 days, it involves money, so if he gives me a certain lump sum of money, he wants me out in 3 days kind of thing. but I'm not feeling the timing is right, so I kind of want your input.
Darlene?
Yeah, I could say
you have something you want to say?
Yes, Joanna, thank you for calling. First want to mention there's an article on my website about growing through divorce, and I talk about the four stages of divorce that might be helpful to you. But I want to say just up front that you don't have to accept his ultimatum.
Right.
Right now he's angry and he's bullying.
Right.
If there's money involved, you may want to get an attorney. And you don't have to then start getting into a victim position with him. And
correct.
Just hold on to your own position and power. And a lot of times I'll just add that when there's a breakup and there's been a lot of feelings involved or a long-term relationship, my experience is that at least one of the parties has to get angry to sort of cut the emotional bond. Otherwise, they keep, you know, connecting again. Maybe you've emotionally left, but he hasn't. And so the anger is helping him to separate. And that's why it's like he wants his feelings to go away right away. It's,
mm-hmm.
But it's directed at you move out right away.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us have seen our children grow up, become teenagers, and that the attitude, we call it, where the child is doing everything can to make us mad, it's their
right.
way of separating from parenthood,
mm-hmm.
from
mm-hmm.
parenting me. So I see the same thing with husbands and wives. I don't want you in my life. I'm going to treat you badly. People, women
right.
call me and say, I've never seen such abuse in my life. And I said, well, they're trying to get you to kick them out, or they're trying to get you, I'm usually talking to the one who's calling and talking to me about this, or they're trying to get you to kick them out or get you to move out. So it's a power, not just a power play, but it's unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So with kid gloves, I would say to him, and Darlene just said this, for all those reasons, is with kid gloves, say, I'm doing everything I can. I know we're no longer a good couple. In some ways, I've seen this happen where you move into the neighborhood over and you keep driving past each other or drive by the house. I kind of discourage that, only
mm-hmm.
because it may cause more wounds if you see him with a lady or someone comes into the house that you have and your furniture's not out yet. So I encourage people to pick a place to live that's not on the same city route, but not necessarily a different county. Sometimes people move from California to Oregon, and then when the divorce happens, they're not living nearby so they can process the paperwork. So I just make it easier and stuff. Don't move so far away if you do, because I do see a move here, and I do see it in kind of like a complex where there's the condos, apartments, so that you are in a safe driving zone around the house, but not so far away that you can't deal with something if it comes up.
Mm. Joanna, can I just add that it's going to be kind of tricky, that the best policy is to neither react in anger or to fall into a weak kind of victim position, but just kind of try to stay centered, and like Nancy said, that... you know, I care about you, but we're not compatible, and I want to do this in a, you know, civilized manner. And don't respond in kind to his anger or his threats. And
right.
don't get weak either. You just kind of have to stay very centered. It's going to be a challenge, and get some support.
Mm.
It's really important that way. Long time ago, I know that most of you realize I had 24 years with a telephone company, and I was trained as a service rep for a while. And some of the best training I ever received is in the conflict with your partner, never raise your voice. Once someone raises a voice, the conflict will never end the way you want.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's yelling at you and you cannot make them stop, whisper something, or make your lips move as though you are trying to say something, no one will shout if they cannot hear the other party. When in conflict, don't smirk or smile at them, but don't frown or sneer, because like an animal in attack, they will come after you harder. If anything, be calm and whisper. Don't smile, but don't frown. Just be sympathetic looking to the situation. Don't lose your
mm-hmm.
power. That was probably the best training I've had in my whole life. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
So you would say that 90 miles
here.
Away... I was just wanting to clarify, you would say that 90 miles away is too far? Is that the zone that you're talking about that would be too far?
I didn't say distance as of 90 miles, but if you're wanting to move 90 miles away, you can appreciate how hard it would be to get to the house if he needs help, or he leaves and you got to tend to the house, or he leaves and there's flowers and you need new furniture, or you need anything. 90 miles could be a two-hour trip if there's any traffic problems.
Sure.
So just be wary of that.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Best
of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's really tough. That's tough.
That's right. You know, I worked in conciliation court for several years mediating custody battles, so, and I did divorce mediation for a long time, so I've seen a lot of divorcing couples. So
That's really a difficult. Every one of us who's ever had a divorce or a serious breakup, you kind of wonder if you can live without that person. My first husband and I went, we have a high school sweetheart story, 4.5 years, married 21 years. And I left on the heels of having cancer, not knowing I was going to live. I realized that life, being married, wasn't how I wanted to die. So I left under very different circumstances. So, but both of us had been a couple more than half of our lives, most of our life. It was very difficult, but I still did it. We're talking now to area code 937. Who's speaking?
Hi, this is Sandy.
Sandy, what state are you?
Ohio.
Ohio. And how can Darlene and I help you tonight?
Oh, I want to know if you can tell me if you see anything for relationships.
I apologize. I heard you, but barely. You need to speak up just a little bit, Sandy. You're almost visible to us.
Okay, I want to know if you see anything with relationship.
Are you attempting to date?
There's a guy that I'm interested in, yes.
Have you talked to him and let him know that?
Yeah, he sort of knows.
He knows?
Sort of, yeah. We got close, but I don't know.
I think you need to go on. And Darlene mentioned this earlier. Sometimes when a man thinks you've given up, then they'll come around. This man that you're speaking of, his attention has been diverted. Either he's not concentrating on it, or he's not taking it as serious as you are taking it. Like his life is not, I'm trying to think of the best way to word it. It's not like his life is bad, wrong, or indifferent. But he could be distracted easily, or he sees his buddies down at the pub, and that's more important than calling you. Or something else will take his attention. But if you kind of get the air, well, I tried it, not work, I'm going to go on with my life, you go, wait. See what I'm saying? You need to be desired.
Okay.
Do that. Let's do that. Because if you can't get him by this point, then walk away.
Okay.
Yeah, Nancy,
Can
I say something, Nancy? It's a great, a lot of women, they meet a man they like. Maybe they've dated a lot and they finally meet somebody they really like. And then they put all their focus on that relationship. And that is such a turnoff to a man. A man desires a woman that's independent and has a full life of her own. If he calls you, sometimes you might be busy. But when you're with him, you're always, you know, sweet and nice, but you don't have to be available all the time. So men like to, it's like if you give a man a man is like a hunter. And if you lay a moose at his doorstep, he has no interest. But if he has to go out in the woods and hunt it down, then he can't wait, you know, to bring it home and eat it.
Well, this one I haven't dated or anything. I was just at a party, and him and I showed some attention to each other, but that's about as far as it went.
Mm-hmm.
So, but basically, I've been out of it here lately, so a lot of it's my fault. So I take the blame on a lot of it.
How do they actually? Let me think. I'm not sure what that means.
I've got other things going on, and I have not been around them for a few weeks. I have not gotten out of my house.
Darlene?
Well, I'm not sure. Does he have your phone number? Could he call you?
No. No, he doesn't. We meet at a club all the time that's not far from my, right down the road from me. I'm taking care of my mother. She's had a couple strokes. And he knows that I'm in the middle of all that.
Okay.
So, but when
you're healthy again, say, My life is a little calmer now. If ever you would like a cup of coffee, give me a call. And
okay.
Leave it at that. Let him do the work.
Okay. That sounds great.
All right, dear. Best of luck to, you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay. So we're going to go to area code 908. And who are we talking to?
Hi. You're talking to James.
Hello, James. And what state are you in?
I'm in New Jersey.
Nice to meet you, sir. And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering about love and anything else you want to tell me.
Are you in love, married, or looking
no,
for love?
No. I was just wondering when I will meet the right person. I'm not in a relationship, so no.
Nancy, could I ask James a question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, James,
yep.
Did you? I think maybe you called before when we were on the show together, and Nancy advised you, if this is the same James, you were interested in a friend and you were interested more than friendship, and she was going to move?
She's going to be moving in January.
Right, and then Nancy advised you to ask her, to not let her go without asking if she had interest in as much as...
Okay. I have. She's not interested. Like,
okay.
You know, she wants to do, like she did call me today from where she went away for 2 weeks, and she called me today to tell me everything is going okay. But if she knows how I feel about her,
okay.
The thing is that I wish it would work, but me being here in New Jersey and her being in Utah. A lot of the times when a long-distance relationship, they don't work.
That was my first impression when I heard it. But anyway, thank you for giving us a follow-up. So, Nancy,
so,
you want to tell them about the future?
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
I
apologize.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay, here we go. I want to say a couple things here. Was she a brunette, by the way?
You mean brown hair?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see her color. The brown-haired lady, you are letting her go. And I told you at the time, and ladies and gentlemen, you're listening. Remember I said earlier, if you do not have a finish, you can never over without a proper finish, because that unfinished business will always drag behind you like an anchor. And now that he knows that she is dreaming of the future, living somewhere else, creating a brand new start in her life. She's all excited. Her mind and her heart are not open to relationship.
I won't get rid of her.
Door.
I won't get rid of her because I will keep. She's my friend, so I mean, and I told her like if she ever needs to talk to me, I'm a phone call away or I'm a computer away.
Okay, that's different than lover.
Well, no, we are friends. You know, but
okay, you're not listening. Friends and lovers are two different topics.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. For you to move on and find love in your life, you have to properly close the door to lover. So you can have a friend, but don't look at her as future lover. Got
okay.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a blonde coming, and she may not show up until January, February. So you got a couple of months to kind of get yourself grounded, and I need to have you look at who you are and get your life in order so that you'll be ready for someone new.
Is she
okay?
cute?
Well, you don't think so. You want me to see her.
Yeah,
cute isn't everything.
Like
interesting.
I love blondes.
We love people as the soul connects. It doesn't matter what coloring they are. So if blonde is what gets your attention, then you meet the soul, then that's fine. All right, my dear. Best of luck to you, James.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Love is so difficult. I was writing an article, and I do have blog sites also. So if you go to nancymatz.com.net, it is the same site. Right-hand side going down, I have two blogspot.com sites, and I do talk about romance. I was talking about romance, and I was saying that since the beginning of mankind in the caveman era, we were hardwired to have a partner to take care of ourselves and our offspring. So we, even though I've heard ladies say, and gentlemen too, I'm going to give up romance, it's too painful. Yet within a very short time, you're giving us a call back and you're saying, Nancy, help me. Tell me when I'm going to have romance in my life. We are hardwired for romance. And even though you'll hear all of us say, sometime we're going to give it up, we'll turn around and seek out love because we all want to be loved and adored and respected in a love relationship. It doesn't always happen that way. So somehow, sometimes we have to get beat up in relationships because we choose the wrong person because we're so wanting to have love in our life. By dating and being clear on what doesn't work, we'll bring to you the right person that it will work with. So with that, let's go to the 213 area code. And
getting a lot of Los Angeles, California tonight.
Is that right? It's 215 area code. Is that California?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Linda. This is actually Pennsylvania.
215 is Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
All right. Philadelphia. Tell me what you wanting from us tonight, girl.
I wanted to know if you see school in my future. I'm holding out for January, but I'm waiting on some things to see if it'll go through.
Will you find out in 4 weeks?
I'm hope if this thing goes through, then yes, I should be able to.
Okay. I'm hearing a one. So I don't know if it's one day. By golly, I was doing a big event, and O.J. Simpson, the jury was out, had just come out, and this news reporter came around, and I said, he said, oh, how long are they going to be out? And I stuck up one finger. And I said, that's day, week, month. And he didn't broadcast it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because other psychics in this a big event were saying a month, a year. Sure enough, it was one day. So that taught me that you're either going to find out one day you get to go in January or 1 week, but it could take up to a month. My feeling is that, yes, you're going to be going to school, whatever that means to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you complete it, okay?
Okay.
Is that your question? Is that all you want?
Yes,
no romance?
No. Really
that's big enough,
in that
huh?
Right now. Yeah.
All right, sweet. Talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
And we are going to 760, again, a California number. Who's this speaking?
Oh, hi there. This is Jimmy. How are you today?
Jimmy?
Yeah.
What's your question
for? Yeah, just calling in. Well, I've been working hard. I work for the Bell Wagner crew, and we've been tracking a guy named Michael Beaver, and he moved to this house, like, in
Canada
somewhere.
Can you do me a favor? Would you take us off? Hold on, Jim. I can't understand you, hon. Take us off the speakerphone and pick us up.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. And when you talk about the person you're tracking, please don't give me a last name.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. People call him Pedal Mike sometimes. He's like a convicted sex offender, and we've been trying to find him. And we found him again and sent pizzas to his house and stuff, but now we've been trying to find his phone number, and it's like he keeps changing it, and I don't know. I think I know what it is, and I just was hoping if you could tell me if I'm right or not. I think it's 620-235-0040.
Don't give us that. Don't do that. I'm not in the air, sir. Hello.
Is that right?
We're not going to do that. We're not going to let you to give out a phone number of a sex offender because that may not be his number.
We're trying to track him, though, and we need to know. I need to
it doesn't
know
matter.
The
you
right
don't
one.
Give up. You don't
right
give
number.
Up. I'm going to hang up on you, sir. Sorry.
Jimmy, I think you should contact Nancy privately.
You can't give out names and phone numbers of anybody on the air because we don't know this through.
Something like that, they should contact Nancy privately through her website for a consultation.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that, I think I've lifted out good enough. Jimmy, I know your heart is in the best conditions, wanting to help people out there with this. I was involved with quite a bit of that kind of thing. There's a lot of groups out there. And I was able to find and get drive a house on Lemon Hill Drive. And I said it was yellow. And the police detective said, are you sure? Well, I drove to that house. I wasn't sure anymore. And it's because there were four houses in a row that were yellow. So that taught me that we have to be very careful. If you give a phone number out, which I've talked all the way through it, and a name, everybody, you got to be careful. You don't know if it's an innocent. Okay. Well, best of luck to you. And if you need my assistance, Jimmy, you know where my website is. Thank you, sir. Okay, we're going to go to 650 area code. Who's this? Oops, it didn't click on everybody. And I'm going through that phone call quickly because we have seven more people. Wait, eight. Just got another phone call. 652 area code. Who's this speaking?
Yeah, is that me?
Yeah, hello there.
Oh, yeah, my name is John. I'm from Redwood City, California. I just had a quick question because in the recent week, I've been studying, following up with some past clients of mine, and it's come to my attention that one of my clients has moved, and I'm trying to confirm the address of Michael Beaver, and he's a registered sex offender. I'm going to fucking kill you guys. I'm going to fucking murder you, sleep, still. I'm going to fucking kill you. Kill you. Nigger.
So I've hung up on that person, too. So we want to go to 850 area code, and I'll try to get it on here. Darlene, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Okay. My screen is jumping around. 850 area code. It's not opening up the line to that person. Hold on there. 850 area code. Who's speaking, please?
This is Jordan. How are you doing?
Hello, Jordan. And how can we help you tonight?
I am curious about career. I just got a career offer, but I'm not sure if I'm going to exactly get it or if I've already gotten it or, you know, what's going on with it.
And you're in Florida? You're calling from Florida tonight?
I am.
I get a lot of calls from California about jobs. And it's really distressing because I don't think that the United States has fully recovered. Most of the United States will see a really good turnaround in about a year. I don't know if Darlene wants to chime in on this. I'm really hoping that you're going to get this job. I feel like you're qualified. My concern is, why would you turn it down if you're not working at the moment? Are you unemployed at the moment?
No, I'm currently employed.
Okay. I would clearly want you to do a research on this company and make sure it's healthy. I think they're growing. They're trying to get bigger. Are they a big nationwide type of organization that has lots and lots of people, or is it a neighborhood business? You need to know if they're they're healthy money-wise. Darlene, do you want to chime in on this? Because I think there's a lot of reservation on this gentleman wanting to know if he should take the job or not. I think that he will get an offer, but I'm having a hard time kind of going through his emotion. Do you want to pick up on anything here?
Well, I'm a little unclear when you said you got an offer, but then you said, am I going to get this job? So either you got an offer or you didn't. So something in your question was unclear. What exactly is happening?
Well, okay, I was offered the job. I applied for the job. I made the first interview. I made the second interview. The third interview requires me taking a polygraphic test, and it's a government job, and I'm currently working somewhere right now. I'm not exactly happy, but it's a great job that I'm working at right now.
So why
so they offered you the job before they were finished interviewing you and before they did the polygraph, they offered you the job?
Yeah, they pretty much told me that that all I have to do is just bring in a picture for my badge, and I'd be set after I take the polygraph.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why I'm confused, because it sounds like you already have the job. Are you concerned about taking the polygraph? Is there any reason to be?
No, I'm not concerned about that. What I'm concerned about is taking the job, and I don't know. I'm just confused all over. And the polygraph questions that they're going to ask me, they are very, very personal. And I'm not sure if my driving record would keep me from maybe getting the job, but I don't think that it would. I'm not sure.
Probably wouldn't take, probably, I don't know. I can't answer that. I felt like you were going to get offered the job, and I think it's your choice to take it or not, regardless of what the polygraph turns out. So if you have to talk about something simple that's pretty private, I don't even know if they'll answer that kind of question. So I think you could set yourself up for failure if you're going to worry that much. Go ahead, Darlene.
Yeah, I'm sensing that you have other concerns. I don't know whether it's the responsibility of the job, the salary, the location, but there's some other things that you're confused about. Whether you want it, I don't know, is it a more authority or responsibility, or you have some reservations?
It's more authority. I don't know if it's going to interfere with the personal time that I need for myself.
Okay.
I don't know. Basically, what I'm asking is, if I were to take this job, would it be for the better or for the worse? Would it end up being good or bad, or will I appreciate it or not?
I don't get it bad. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think you need to interview them a little bit. I think you need to ask some questions about exactly what is your responsibilities and what are their expectations, what are the hours. You know, I don't know if it involves overtime, but just find out what their expectations are in terms of workload, and then you'll get a clearer understanding.
Sure, yeah. I just happened to look over to my chat room because when we're doing the show, I have to put my mind to the caller. And the gentleman that called in earlier that wanted me to broadcast someone's name, until you know more, you can't. Anyway, they're filling the chat room up. And if there's a way I can stop you, I will write your name down. I'm going to touch base with Facebook personnel and let them know that you harassed my show. So I will report you. It's not my podium tonight to talk about this. We're helping other people with as serious as with you. This is a terrible thing that you're talking about and wanting me to broadcast this man's name. This is not the podium to do that. All right, and I'm really sorry for what happened, but you will be reported to Facebook. We have quite a few, we have 12 people in the chat room right now, and they cannot type anything because you have monopolized the room. So that is too bad. All right, Darlene, we need to go on. I hate to say things like that on the air, but this will happen. Okay, so did you help this gentleman enough? I know this is really tough, but you need to interview them now. And turn the tables on them, not 100%, but say, I would really like to know this question and say, I have a little reservation on this and that. I feel like it's a good fit, but only you can change jobs. In this economy, if this is not an A-plus company, I probably wouldn't want you to do it.
And you might want to find out about benefits and pension, health care, how secure the longevity, the stability of the company. There are a lot of questions that you can ask to help you make up your mind.
Sure.
All right, thanks a lot, ladies. You have a nice evening.
You're welcome.
It's really tough. I'm sorry. Okay. And that's really hard. In this economy, I've had to be very sensitive to change. People call me and say all kinds of, I can't stand the job. It's boring. It's, oh, yeah, yeah. But in our economy, people have said to me, I want to reach for the sky. If I'm going to change jobs, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. In our economy, in my world, every day I have clients pleading with me to spend a little time because they are losing their home, losing the house, the children can't. Every day on TV you'll see people can't let the children take gym class because they're running out of money. So for another year, we are got to be careful and make sure that we're safe. And keeping your safe is the number one priority. I got to write this message. Somebody has allowed me to know how to report these people that are harassing me in here. Okay, so Darlene, we'll go on to the next caller. And thank you very much. This one is not a phone number, but Northampton.
Hello?
Hampton? Hello, sir. And what is your first name?
My name is George.
George, and where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Penn State. I'm in college right now.
Oh, Penn State. Okay. I know where that is. I know where Penn State is. And how can we help you tonight, George?
Well, you know, I stumbled across this this show, and I kind of wanted to do, you do readings, right?
Well, yes, uh-huh.
All right, well, I'm pretty nervous about I'm having an interview, and I'm going to be working at a corporate office not too far from here, and I wanted to know if you know how will it go?
I'm kind of curious, is this for a financial institute?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. So this should not have made you nervous. This is very exciting. I think this is going to open doors for you. So you need to change your perspective.
Oh, man,
your
voice sounds vaguely familiar, like I've heard of you before, like off air, like in person.
I don't think so, unless I have had a few Penn State people connect with me. But I don't recognize your name. But I feel like you're going to do well in your career. So this job interview is one. Darlene and I were talking about this. I've been on the radio so many times, and I always say this radio spot is a practice for the next one. That's how you need to have this interview. Go in it and be alive and in the moment with it and realize you're taking an interview for a topic, an area of expertise that you have. Go in with that and say, no matter how I do, this is practice for the next job.
Nancy,
okay,
go
ahead.
Nancy, I think I have a suggestion I'd like to share with this gentleman and any other callers that are interviewing, and that is think of a time when you felt really proud and successful, whether it was in sports or some presentation you did in school or something that you really, you felt just at your peak performance. And go back, close your eyes, go back into that experience and feel all that pride and confidence and exhilaration and just let it totally fill up your body and your mind, and then transfer that feelings, take those feelings forward into the interview. Imagine yourself sitting at the interview, pumped up, feeling, you know, like a hero, and feeling all that surge of, you know, pride and confidence, and do that practice a few times before your interview, and you'll be ready.
Huh. Well, I also wanted to bring to the table somebody just private messaged me. Supposedly, it is your real life information. I don't know if you want to check this out, but it's at a website called thelastmeasure.voi.org. They claim that it's your phone number and your social security number and everything. I don't. Maybe you can report that if it's your real information. I'm not sure. I don't know how to check, but huh.
I don't know anything about that. But I wish you a lot of luck. And if anybody wants to re-listen to the show to get that BTR. Addressed, and great. Best of luck to you, George, okay?
All right, well, check the link in the chat. I seriously want you to check this out for me.
Go ahead and do it yourself, and let it write me a note, and we'll broadcast. I don't have time right now. Thank you.
All right, it's in the chat.
Okay, so we're going to be talking to the 310 area code again. And who's this?
Hi, this is Vince.
Hello, Vince, and how are we helping you tonight?
Well, I just wanted to find out if you see anything as far as like career and job.
And where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
He's right in my backyard.
What kind of work are you doing now, Vince?
Well, I was out of work for a while, and I'm waiting for a settlement in a lawsuit now from my former employer. Now, I just got a job. It's a crappy job, and I'm not making that much money. I'm not happy there, and I don't see a future there. I'm making $9 an hour, just, you know. So I'm looking for something else, and that's better paying and that I'm going to be happy at, but I'm also pursuing an acting career.
And so is your intent to ask us about your acting career or your intent to ask us about...
Yeah, like if my acting career is going to take off, but if there's another job coming for me while I'm waiting for the acting career to happen.
Darling, do you get hit right off or you want me to take it?
No, you go ahead with that, Nancy.
This is hard because you have more... I felt like there was more to your story, and this is positive, not negative. So when people are holding back, and it's not like you're holding back, but you're hoping I'll pick it up. Sometimes I do. Right now, I feel like your number one concern is to get a real job that pays you decent money, that you're decently happy. Because clearly, your emotional state is not emotionally happy. How can you be a good actor? Now,
well,
I got a couple. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, I'll tell you what I'm holding back is it's just having to go through like what I've gone through with my former employer. This has been going on for 3 years now since I gotten fired and everything, and we're just getting a resolution now, and now all that I'm waiting for is to find out how much money I'm going to get from this lawsuit as a settlement and when it's coming. And once that clears, then I can, if I get enough money, then I want to pay off all my debts. And my thing, I want to take three courses. I want to take an acting course,
Let me interrupt that because we're running out of time, and I know we have other callers. We have, after you, I still have four other callers.
Okay.
And I want you to know that Darlene's going to drop off from us here in a couple of minutes to go start her show at SOS Darlene Lancer. But I will take two more calls, so I'm kind of trying to hold on here. In January, you may get an answer on your lawsuit. But I'm going to caution you, no matter if you get even $1 million, the totality of us as a person, ego, and feeling good about ourselves, believe it or not, comes from work. You need a job to get your id back, your ego, your self-worth back. And that may not come either until after the first of the year. So if you could take an online course, or something at the community college to get acting, do something that fulfills you, even if you have a job that doesn't work for you. Am I going to say you're going to become the next big star that you have in your mind? I can't promise anything like that because when I said you're holding back, that holds us from seeing the answers. Because this lawsuit is so big in your soul, it will block out anybody who's a good reader. And I can practically read anybody, even a brick. So what I'm saying is I think decisions have yet to be made about how much. They have not come down with it. I think you're in hesitation. You're a terrible job. And one thing after another has to happen. To fulfill you, get a night, do your job whenever you have time off. Go to the community theater. Find something free. Get online. Do blog talk. Be a comedian. Do something that fulfills what you ultimately want to have as the rest of your life. In the meantime, the better job will come after the first of the year. So it would be February, March when something opens up. And I'm being real square with you, Guy. Okay?
All right.
All right. That's
enough
to you.
I hear that, too.
Dude, thank you very much. I'm sorry you had to go through the negative calls earlier.
Yeah, I think it's pretty common. It just finally came around to my turn. But I have to say, I do have their phone number and I do have their Blog Talk address, so they will be reported. So thank you for being concerned, and best of luck to you, Vince.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, Darlene, anytime you need to leave, I understand. And I also want to be on Darlene's show, and if anything, it's her show, and I'll let her take it and run with it. But I will stop this show probably in about 2 to 3 minutes. So we have 6 minutes left. I want to come to the area code 928. And who are we talking to?
Pat.
Hello, Pat. And what state are you calling from?
Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. I apologize. I live in Arizona, and you must be is it Prescott or Flagstaff that you're from?
Yeah, Flagstaff.
Flagstaff, wonderful area up there.
Yeah.
And how can I help you tonight?
I'm just curious. I believe some money is coming to me soon, and I'm wondering if it's going to come soon enough for me to have a happy Christmas on the beach.
On the beach? I love it. I love you guys. Oh, God. What beach are you talking about?
At this point, anywhere.
Is it San Diego you want to go to?
No, definitely not California.
Where would you like to go, dear?
Oh, Caribbean somewhere.
Okay, to get your end result, you have to cut out a picture of a magazine, make a treasure map, write Bahamas all over the house, wherever you stick them, so that you put it to the universe that you're looking for this money to take you on a trip. My concern is it may be less than what you think you should get.
Oh.
So I want to be cautionary. I don't know what you're... I don't want you to say. Because
I'm not packing my bags yet.
Don't pack your bags yet, because unfortunately, this is a really important question. Everybody wants money. If anybody recognizes your name from Flagstaff or wherever you call from, I don't want anybody to talk about money here. You will have some money coming to you. And it could come before Christmas or after Christmas. I can't tell that. It's so exciting for you. But my concern is I don't see as big a smile on your face as you think you should have.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So beware, okay?
Thank
but do you. Me a favor and take Travel Magazine. I want you to take pictures of the Caribbean and put them out and put them all over your house and create the energy that you need to get you there, okay? Creative visualization.
I
all right,
that
girl?
And I got everything on my board, so I get that.
It's called a treasure map, everybody. If you want something, you have to have visualization. Okay, my dear. Good luck to you,
thanks.
Pat, and I hope you get it, and call me if you do, huh?
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Nancy, I'm going to be leaving you now and to get ready for my show that's in about 3 minutes. And if you have a time later, you can call in too. And the call-in number for my show is 310-807-5081. Area code 310-807-5081 for Relationship SOS. And I also do dream interpretations on Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And that's at blogtalkradio.com/Darlene Lancer. The show is Decode Your Dreams. And thank you so much for having me, Nancy. And I hope you'll tune into my show. And we'll talk again. I really enjoyed talking to your listeners.
I want to ask you one more time. The area code for people to call in is 310. Isn't that the same area code that
yes.
you live in?
Yes, and it's 80, and then the number is 807-5081, 5081. And it's I'm going to have to just go right away now.
Go ahead and go. I'll have
start
to
my show.
Close up shop here also. I am sorry, we have a couple more people in slot here. You got the number. I'm going to close up shop also here in a couple minutes, 1 minute. I only got 2 more minutes of the show, so Darlene is hurrying over to her. SOS Darlene Lancer. If you need further service from me, my web address is nancymatz.net, and you can seek out how to get an appointment with me, and I really appreciate all of you coming. It's a very typical problem and a very serious problem in our lives is our love relationships. So I wish you the best, and next week we are going to be talking about near-death experiences. A surgical nurse here in Arizona that I've gotten to know, she will be talking about, as a surgical nurse, her experiences with her patients and near-death moments and talking to them afterward. All right, everybody, I'm so sorry to cut you off. We will talk later. Thank you, and talk to you next week.